You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Peter Ward and Michael Gear are co-founders of Humanity, a platform aimed at helping you to slow or even reverse your rate of aging. With the help of some leading researchers on their science advisory board, they've created an app that allows you to closely monitor biomarkers to make better decisions for a healthier life. Humanity launched a beta platform last year, which quickly attracted subscribers right around the world. They've recently launched the full version on the Apple Store following an investment from a number of notable entrepreneurs, including the co-founders of meditation app Calm and co-founders of Skype, SoundCloud, and MyFitnessPal. Peter and Michael are both serial entrepreneurs, with Peter the co-founder of Travel Network, Where Are You Now?, and Michael the co-founder of internet security company AngerFree. Here now is co-founder and CEO Peter Ward with the story of Humanity.
So Humanity is a consumer app that will help you and all of us understand exactly what actions are working to slow or reverse aging. And the way it does that is it connects these scientifically validated biological aging models with the actions that you're taking that are tracked both passively from your heart rate sensors and movement patterns in your phone or wearables, as well as the actions that you share with us through the app.
So talk to me a little bit about how this got started. We'll talk about the application of it going forward, but how did you get started?
I've always been obsessed with entrepreneurship myself, Dan, and my co-founder Mike wanted to be an astronaut, so we kind of had a different set of ideals. He fell backwards into consumer tech. I set up my first startup after graduation and doing a stint at Accenture. And really, this was really born out of personal experiences that I think we've all had, which is unfortunately losing a family member or loved one to chronic disease. So in the case of Mike, he had a family member and a high school friend who got diagnosed with late stage breast cancer. And that left him feeling completely helpless as to how to help them, what he can do to minimize the risk of them being affected by it. And unfortunately, they didn't make it longer than 12 months. That sent him on a bit of a rabbit hole to look at why are we not doing more to prevent these things from happening. And through that journey, he found this whole body of work around aging science and data science that brought him to this enthralling area, which is measuring your aging and understanding whether that aging measure can be affected differently to your chronological age. And that's when he really got me in. We both had worked together on my previous startup called Wayne, a travel social network. And then after we both sold our startups, we decided to do this together and turn Humanity into a reality. My dad had a stroke at 62 and was severely disabled, lucky to survive it, died 6 years later. And it was completely preventable. He just didn't know. No one really gave him any indication that he was aging much faster than he should have been because his lifestyle and environmental factors were not helping him out.
Well, that's a fascinating story. And as you mentioned there, the lifestyle factors are something a lot of us are thinking of now. You also mentioned the wearables sector, which is obviously a massive growing market, part of the wider massive wellness market around the world. But just talk to us a little bit about the niche you're hoping to carve out here. Obviously, there is a lot of data that you're putting together to create these projections, but what is the avenue that you're trying to cover for people in helping them live a better life?
Interestingly, the niche of biohacking is very much a niche, although a fast-growing one. And when we came up with the concept for Humanity, we assumed that those who are already really actively tracking themselves, their biomarkers, and wearing a wearable will be the obvious first choice of people that use Humanity. What we've learned is there's actually this massive underbelly of people that just want to understand, what do I need to do to be healthier? And is it working? And the majority of people are not doing, they know they're not doing as much as they should, but they just don't have the motivation to do something about it. So in our early testing, we found that when people are presented with this concrete feedback loop, which tells them that they're biologically aging faster than they are aging chronologically, it's a bit of a wake-up call for them to actually do something about it. Because it's not an abstraction like, oh, whether you achieve 10,000 steps or not. It's actually about whether whatever it is you're doing, is it helping you move closer towards or further away from a disease state or death? Suffice to say that those who are very health conscious and already tracking themselves are very excited by this also, because it's the first app that really brings some of that together and at the same time gives them a real-time way of monitoring that biological age metric.
So talk to me about that monitoring and how it might help me improve my own life, or for those listeners that are already tracking. As you say, I have an Oura ring. I've been using Strava for a long time. I use Calm. So talk to me about how you bring that all together and present this projection.
We're all trying to do something in some way. And I think that often we get into a mindset that is, I'm an athlete or I'm super fit. And they believe that that's the most important thing. But often there are other aspects of health that get neglected. It could be sleep, the thought that I don't need to sleep as much as everybody else, or stress and mindfulness. And of course, nutrition, which is also been tracked, I'd say, in a non-effective way from a longevity perspective, because it's often for losing weight or counting calories in some way, which is found to be not the most effective way to monitor your health. And so what we're trying to do is really bring all of those things together in a distilled fashion, such that the user understands what is it that's probably the most valuable thing that I could be doing that I'm not doing, so that I do that. And so the best analogy I can give you is trying to put everything into a navigation system, a little bit like a car navigation system, such as Waze or even Google Maps, where your goal is to get to an intended destination. In our case, be healthier, live longer. And I just want to understand turnkey, step by step, what should I do next? Or what is the most valuable thing I can do next, given where I am, so I can become the healthiest version of myself? And that's essentially what we're building.
Well, that's really interesting. I assume on that front, it opens up a lot of possibilities for you for partnerships or for wider integrations. How are you thinking about it in that sense?
Absolutely. Well, the first step was to partner with the best in class scientists and even companies that measure aging, so that the science is grounded in a credible stance, so that we know that what we're measuring against is a good base truth. The second level was, of course, to work hand in hand with Apple to ensure that the UX and UI is working to the best of its abilities. On top of that, we have been working with companies that can eventually monitor not just your digital biomarkers, but blood and saliva, so DNA methylation. And of course, you mentioned it, like companies like Calm, other apps like MyFitnessPal, MapMyFitness. We have some of those folks as our investors. And so getting their both insight and also future open collaborative opportunities to just really raise all ships, because a lot of these apps are doing a great job at one particular area. You mentioned Oura. They give you this feedback loop of knowing how well you're sleeping, but often it's missing some of the other elements that are really important. So we actually see all of these different apps and wearables as being a great complement. And all really humanity is doing is calibrating that data, taking that combinatorial approach, and then just extrapolating that against how you're aging, so that you can see whether the things you're doing are working and whether you should dial up or dial down different things for you personally.
That's really, really interesting. You know, you mentioned some of the research that's gone into this, obviously the experts that have lent their advice and guidance. What do you think the wider impact can be, perhaps even in feeding some of that back to the scientific and medical communities? Is that part of the bigger aim for humanity?
Absolutely. One of our values is radical inclusion. Another is open collaboration. And we essentially want to be a biobank in our own right, which obviously is privacy preserving for the end user, but is something where the users themselves can contribute to the problem. We intend to, with the consent of the users, to have that data anonymously or synonymously even leveraged via the models that we're training on those data sets to be utilized by institutions, by other scientists, or organizations that are solely focused on trying to reduce disease risk, understand what causes us to age, so that even those who are not using the platform will be able to gain insight as to things that they can do, or governments can implement different programs in their respective countries to just make us all healthier. I think that that is one of our overriding impact aims. And we just recognize that launching a consumer app with a freemium subscription business model is just one of the best ways to create a flywheel that enables us to reach tens of millions and then hundreds of millions of people through that type of approach.
Just lastly, Pete, talk to me a little bit about the experience that users will get in using this day to day for our listeners out there who might be curious to download the app, log on and check it out. What's it like and how do you go about inputting data? Just talk to us about the nuts and bolts of that.
We try to make the Humanity experience as fun and engaging as possible. So when you download the app, you're essentially given the option of immediately understanding your initial rate of aging. So you connect to Apple Health, where that data already exists. We can immediately pull it out for you so that you don't have to impute the data yourself. And then based on the first user experience, your data is compared to a 230,000 person study of real world outcomes to see where you sit against that population of participants. And that really is the start in which to, I think, really capture that interest in wanting to, you know, here's a metric that is really interesting. Why is it not quite what I expect it to be? What can I do to improve it and improve its accuracy? And so then we take you as a user through that journey of both getting a more accurate reading, which is both done by connecting to your digital biomarkers over the last few months to see how that's actually changed predictively. And of course, going forward. So the more you use the app, the more predictive it gets. And that's all done using the models and the mathematics behind it. And then really the main focus of the app is to create rapid change in your behavior in a positive dimension, probably in an area that you haven't really been thinking about before, because it will nudge you towards thinking about, have you considered doing this today? Have you considered doing that? And actually, we're bringing a whole new area that's not currently in the app, which we're super excited about, which is nutrition. And I think that's going to be in itself a bit of a game changer in the way that it works compared to what's on the market today, just in terms of getting people to really take better daily habits in what they're doing.
Very, very well said. And I look forward to checking it out a little bit more myself. Pete, thank you so much for sharing the story.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for having us on the program.
Peter Ward, co-founder and CEO of Humanity. You can learn more about the company at humanity.health. That's it for this week. My thanks to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited the show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.